Hello.
Hi, is this Caroline?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Caroline. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from the compliance team of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. First of all, I apologize. My previous meeting just prolonged, and that's the reason why I'm calling you like 20 minutes late.
No, you're totally fine. I'm actually on the other line, like on another phone with some representatives from AT&T, so it's moving day for me. So
Okay.
I might have to put you on hold for like 5 minutes when they get off the line with me, and then that's it. But feel free to talk right now.
Okay. It's not a problem. If you need some time, should I call you back in like 10 minutes? Would that work for you?
No, that's totally okay. We can talk now.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Kathleen, Josh explained to me the entire scenario. He told me that you would just like to close the project at this point of time, but I didn't quite understand the reason why, because I did not see any kind of dissatisfaction from your end in terms of the work or anything. So what exactly is the reason?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously excited to get my book published. I think at this point I would just like to self-publish it though, instead of having the team work on it. There really hasn't been much work done. I think I was just expecting more feedback. And so at this point, I've just gone ahead and gone within my community in order to get the feedback that I need. Oh, wait, one second.
Okay, all right. First of all, the kind of progress that you were expecting from the team, did you try to convey that to your project manager or to the editing team that this is something that you're
Yes,
looking for?
I asked for feedback multiple times, and all they did was provide some grammatical changes, so and not really any feedback on the project itself. And I did ask for that several times. So, I mean, I understand that like poetry books are slightly different, but I just don't think it's a good fit.
Okay.
And I mean, I do think you guys would be great for other projects, like future projects that I have. I've already recommended you guys to a couple of my friends that are looking to get like actual books published. So obviously, I'm going to move forward with recommending you guys to them. I just don't think it works for this project.
Thank you so much for doing that. Carolyn, let me be really honest with you since you mentioned that there wasn't much that they recommended. Is it possible that your book is a well-written, well-established book, and that's the reason why there is no extensive changes required on the book? There's a
I mean,
possibility
that
that
is
that
definitely
is
a
possible.
possibility, but I have talked to other people that think it does need quite a bit of work, and I agree with like the changes that they have. And that's kind of the main reason why I wanted to use you guys. Like I'm a director in marketing, so I can handle marketing myself.
Okay.
So
So tell me
that's
something,
kind of the main
Caroline. Why
reason I
did
was
you
using
sign
you
up
guys.
for the marketing package if that is something that you are already taking care of? I mean, that's your domain.
Here, one second. Sorry about that. One more second.
Sure.
Okay, I apologize. I'm back. That has been handled. Okay, so where did we leave off? My gosh, a lot's going on today. Moving is hard.
Let me just tell you what exactly we were discussing. I was asking you, well, we were discussing the possibility of difference of opinion. I mean, I understand that the team did not provide you any other suggestions, anything that was relevant for you, but there could always be a second or third quality and assurance done on the book. See, it's about the difference of opinion as well. For example, if I read your book, I would probably provide you something completely different from what the other people are telling you. So it's all about the mindset, and creativity works that way. So there's no technically right or wrong in terms of having an opinion or an overview
for sure.
About certain material, right?
Absolutely, I agree. There are certain books I don't like that other people love. I just think
exactly.
For this, and like based off the fact that it's going within my community, and I'm doing this with my community, then I just feel for this project that it's not right. And I think what I'm looking for, since it is my first book, like obviously I have not written before, or like tried to publish before. So, I think I wanted just a bit more handholding. I got the marketing package because like it obvious, I talked to Olivia, she's a great sales rep. She communicated what I would get from that. And that sounds really good. But the main reason I'm going to you guys was, you know, for your expertise in making books something that will sell. And as it is right now, I don't think that it'll like break through the market. And that's totally fine. Like
effective.
I think I just think that I would rather when I have a future project, I want to test out this book on my own, do self-publishing. And then when I come back later, like I'm recommending you guys to one of my friends who's actually writing a full novel. And I think that your services are better equipped for that. And I think like once I connect her with you guys, that'll be great. I just don't think it works for this project. So I would love to cancel. Like barely any work has been done, just some grammatical errors that honestly I was able to like it was some apostrophes and that's it. So I think it would be just a really good idea for me to go on my own, and I would like to receive a refund for the project. And then we can talk later about a different project potentially, but I think that this one is just, in general, unsatisfactory based off what I'm looking for. Like, and that's totally okay, you know?
Okay. Kathleen, I'm going to be very honest and precise with you. I'm not going to beat around the bush, so I'll be very transparent with you, all right? And I would need you to understand my point of view as well. You with me?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Basically, we are mediators. The compliance department is they are basically the mediators. We forward the case to the finance department, and based on our finding and investigation, after talking to the customer, they decide on what kind of refund the client is getting, whether or not they're eligible for a refund, or is this just another, standard random case where there's no valid reason for a refund to be approached. So I'll be very honest with you. There are two or three approaches. For example, since you mentioned about the editing part, there are two things that we could have done regarding that, and then maybe we can call quits. Number one, if you allow me, we can move forward and get the opinion from two or three different teams, and then you can maybe evaluate and weigh down. If that doesn't work as well, or let's just move forward with number two. Option number two for the editing part. I'm talking just about the editing part right now. Option one, we can either check out the three or four top-notch teams that are personally working with me in this firm, and I can have their opinions provided to you in a form of an editorial report. You can consider that. If that makes sense to you, we move forward with either one of those teams. Option two. We can move forward with a partial refund of the editing part. See, because when I talk about marketing, I know that you're running your own marketing stuff as well. Tell me something. The USP that you have in this package, it's. I'm not talking about the editing part. We can definitely go ahead and refund that. But why are you dropping the marketing bundle? Because it guarantees results. And that is something that a lot of people do not do.
Personally, I specialize in marketing, and mm-hmm. I would love the challenge of doing it myself. And I mean, I can work directly with myself. It'll be faster, more efficient.
I have a question for you. Why didn't you think about this before taking up the marketing package? Because if you are doing this, for example, if I am doing something in the marketing field, I have an expertise in that. When I'll be signing up for the company, I'm going to make this decision at that point of time. What made you think about this at this point of time? Because right now we haven't even started working on the marketing thing. So maybe I would have understood.
Well, yeah, isn't that better, though? Like, I don't want you guys to go through the work of putting together a marketing plan and then, like, you know, then I'm like, oh no, like, I want to do it myself. I feel like it's better now because nothing has been done for it. So
can I ask you a straight up blunt question?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Did anyone approach you? Is someone
about
making you do
my
this,
book?
Persuading you regarding this? No.
Why would they do that?
Well,
no.
There are a lot of shady things going around here, so that's the reason why
I'm asking
the question.
This is just,
I'm not understanding.
Just,
yeah, go ahead.
Yes, no, this is just my first book, and it's a passion project of mine, and I really want to push myself to do it myself. It's just something that I want to do on my own.
You cannot handle on your own. For example, if you get stuck on the publishing part, because all of these platforms have different criteria in terms of technicalities. I'm not talking about the writing. I'm sure you must be one of the best authors, and I'm sure that your work must have been great, but there are certain criteria in terms of technicalities. For example, margins, bleeds, formatting, what kind of trim size you should go with, and furthermore, technicalities about that, bleeds.
Well, I mean, all of that stuff, I've already figured it out. I've already done all of that myself, so I already know all of the stuff about that. Like, I'm not being pressured by anyone because it truly is just my own project, and I would like to handle it myself.
Gotcha. Okay.
And when I talked to Olivia, and when I talked to her on the phone, she said that, like, I told her about, like, how I really wanted to do this myself when we were talking about the marketing package, and she was like, you know what, just, like, do it now so you'll get the discount, and then, like, if you decide later, like, look into it yourself on your own. If you decide that you don't want to do it later, just call us up before we started the marketing process, and that's great. Like, we can go ahead and cancel it. So she made it seem like that would be a good option, and I thought about it. I've been thinking about it for the last 2 months and doing my own research, and she's right. Like, I do want to do it myself. So,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, I really appreciate that option from her.
Yeah. Is this something that she has told you recently or when you were placing the order?
No, actually, I tried calling her, but she has a different phone number now, unfortunately.
Okay. A different phone number.
Yeah, I called her, and it was no longer her phone number. It was somebody else at your company, a man. I don't remember his name.
Right. That is probably because I've heard the news that she's no longer with the firm. So probably because of that, the number must have been assigned to someone else.
So weird. She was there yesterday.
I'm sorry?
That's so weird. She was there yesterday when I called.
She spoke to you yesterday?
No, I talked to someone on your team, and they said that she was in a meeting yesterday.
No. Then they must have not have the correct information, or maybe they're talking about
another. I gave them her first and last name, and they said that she was in a meeting and that she'd call me back today or that you would call me, but of course you called me, so I really appreciate that. No, it was a project manager that I was talking to.
Must be new because he didn't have the correct information.
That's unfortunate. But
yeah,
anyway,
bottom line. Yes.
So
let's talk about the main thing. Okay, Kaleen, I'm going to attach this call recording as well. I'm going to create your refund case. I'm going to present this to the finance department. Honestly speaking, there are two reasons why we opt for a refund or why we guarantee a refund. Number one, failure of deliveries of any kind of services that are in your package. Number two, quality of the work. So the dissatisfaction or the refund eligibility, it moves around, revolves around these two factors. And the reason that you're giving me, they're not going to, the reason that you have provided, it doesn't fall under either one of them. So there is
well,
a possibility.
Well, I mean, it does, though, because the very first time I asked for a draft, Olivia told me I would receive feedback within 4 business days, and it took 15 business days. So right off the bat, the team was not responsive to what I was sending. But, I mean, I wasn't going to fault them for that because since then they've been a bit more responsive. But obviously, like, that was a hard thing, a very hard foot to start off on. So you can add that to my case that they, in fact, did miss the very, very first deliverable by almost 3 times.
I understand what you're saying, but initially we always convey this to the client that it is going to take some time. For example, the timeline that we provide, it is...
No, you conveyed to me that it was only going to take 4 business days.
Who
I was
told
it would only take 4 business days. Steve Wilson and Olivia Raven told me that, and then it took 15. So that's fine, but like, if you want to add that to my case, if you're saying I don't have enough case for a refund, then please add that to my case because...
Okay.
I really hoped that this would be an easier process, but...
I'm going to try my best, Caroline, to make this as easy as possible for you because I will be your advocate here within the firm. So I'll be talking on behalf of you. That's the reason why it was for me. It's very important for me to be on the same page with you because obviously if I'm not convinced, I cannot convince the other person. So I have to be convinced in order to do that for them. I understand where you're coming from, Caroline. I'm going to present this case to them on the basis of which they're going to provide at least 3 to 4 resolution options for us, okay? So that is a leniency or leverage that we're going to have, that we have a certain ground and we can play around with that and negotiate on, all right? So let me start working on that. Meanwhile, you sit tight. I will keep you posted, okay? Just give me like 24 hours max. Most likely by tomorrow, I'm going to have the resolution options for you. I'll send that to you in writing, or I'll have the project manager send that to you in writing, and then we'll discuss that over a phone call. Sounds good?
Okay, sounds good. And hopefully this is an easy process because I would love to recommend you guys to my friends.
I know.
I'm very big in the book writing community in Miami, so I have a lot of people that I can send your way that their projects would be perfect for you guys, very large books that are being written and they need a little help with, so I would love to recommend them to you guys.
Honestly speaking, a little advice from my end, not that you need it, but I'm just going to provide that anyway. Caroline, to be very honest with you, from where I see things, see, I don't care about the money. Customer retention, yes, that is my niche. Of course, I want you to stay with us. But then again, apart from everything else, just looking at your entire situation and judging from a third point of view, I would want to advise you on this, that since this is your first book, since this is your first book, I think that you should publish it with some professionals so that you understand the do's and the don'ts, and then the next book, it would be much easier for you to handle on your own. Number two, I understand you handling marketing on your own, but when somebody else does that for you, we run an international campaign, we provide certain guarantees, we do certain things that are not seen done traditionally, and we can have a detailed discussion on that.
I get your points, and I definitely appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that's totally fair.
That would be my opinion. Mm-hmm.
That's totally fair, and I appreciate that. But I just don't think that it's working. So whenever you guys are able to get back to me with some resolution options for how I can receive a full refund, and if not most refund, then that would be great. And then hopefully you can then retain me as a customer for future projects. Since I am working on writing a book, I would love to give you guys the opportunity to show me your capabilities with that one instead of a poetry book. I think that just poetry is something different that I want to handle myself. So I feel like you guys would be much better equipped to handle the book, and hopefully we can reach a good decision here so that, you know, you do retain me as a customer for future projects.
Right, absolutely, Caroline. It's just too difficult for me to digest that we are unable to do anything for you because I have some excellent teams on board.
But you definitely can in the future, and that can be a future conversation for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
all
of your help.
Sounds
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Awesome.
No problem. I'll be in touch, and just sit tight. I will keep you posted, okay? Do not stress
out.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No worries.